Tiger, I'm Scuds. Welcome to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. I believe me time session is having self-care activities when you're alone. What do you do when you're alone? You don't have to beat yourself up. Your journey to being yourself makes you more compassionate and more understanding how love and life is important because you made yourself important. So hello, Sir Regal. It's nice to see you again. Can you introduce yourself for the show?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Brangel Andaya. I'm a Zen Buddhist. I'm also a minimalist and also a pharmacist. Yeah, I also do instructor of Zen meditation and also do tea ceremony.
That's very cool. So Sir Regal, I've known him for from the start of my podcast, Tigers. He's actually one of my first interviewees and he's very patient with me. But at the same time, I had something to continue to talk about with Sir Regal, because when we talked about this first and he was correcting me, but at the same time, he surprised me when he said he wanted to change the way you say love yourself. I hope that you remember your words, Sir Regal, because you did tell me there's something wrong about loving yourself.
I cannot say it's actually to the extent that it's really wrong to love yourself. I have no problem with that. But we have some clarification when it comes to understanding of loving yourself. For us Buddhists, loving yourself is good, no question. But too much of that so-called selfish love will create a lot of chaos. Because what I see, they make the excuse of saying Regel, don't do this one. It will destroy the community. No. I love myself and it should be like this. To the extent of destroying the community and a society. For that sense, we don't approve on that. Love yourself for me is actually improving our well-being. At the same time, improving as well the community of our environment. That is our definition of love yourself, not only for ourselves alone.
A lot of people tend to say, I love myself because nobody else loved them. I want to say this is controversial, but the thing is, a lot of people tend to say, I love myself because their family, outcast them. Or for example, they say, I love myself because everybody else hates them. They buy it out now on money, on their success, on their jobs. Yeah. When I'm saying this, it's just people do just love themselves when they're just at their peak of success and not when they're a failure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've said. Loving yourself is actually misunderstood most of the time. Because the love of yourself is just more focusing on the selfish desire for ourselves only. So that's why you just said a while ago, you only love yourself because of your high time. And if you don't, you're not love yourself, if you are in the lower time, those kind of stuff is really we call the one as a insecure or low self-esteem, should I say. And also we can say that one that they just want to prove themselves that they are not actually happy inside. Because you know why? If you are actually happy inside, you don't need to show to people that you are actually happy. So for those people, they wanted to show that I want to love myself and I love myself because maybe they don't see it and no one see them as an equal, or they just want to prove. And for my case, and we see this one a lot of attitude to most modern humans like this, which in fact for me is kind of detrimental. Because the more you prove yourself, the one to show you exert yourself that you love yourself and you want to do this one. I love myself because I want to do this one and I want to show to the world that I'm like this, I'm like this. The more you more effort and the more effort, the more, how to say that? The more you get depressed, should I say?
Impress other people.
Yes. And depress.
I like to take note, impress and depress, because that is sort of a belief. Is because you have to explain yourself. I do want to ask you, because this is loving myself, how do you actually really love yourself but don't explain it But at the same time, you know, I would say just in a minimal way, you still exert effort to take care of yourself. I remember you mentioning that appreciating yourself, but at the same time,
that's
you
true.
Don't yes, take yes, too much true. Effort wherein you're starting to become someone that you're not.
Oh, that's true. So that's why if you want to learn that what really works with you well, for us Buddhists, we have a way for this to handle people to understand deeper about themselves. First and foremost, we highly recommend that they need to learn to meditate. There's no way you can know, like you just said a while ago, they want to exert effort to the wrong idea of themselves, and to the extent they become depressed. For our case, we highly recommend that they should need to meditate and slower down. Because when you meditate, you will understand the mental patterns and you will see clearly what you really need. So in that sense, and you will know which part you are like good at and which part you're not so good at. So when you see that you are good at, you will tend to gravitate to do things that you are good at. So when you do things that you are good at, you love to do the things that you are good at. And when you love the things you're good at, it doesn't need for other people for affirmations and confirmations. You don't need that. Because you enjoy what you are doing. That is, for me, is to love yourself. You contribute to yourself and to other people by understanding very deeply of your human psyche.
You just like meditation at first, really. But that was not something the Buddhism part, because you come from a culture and at the same time a family who's very strict Catholic. That wasn't like accepted first, right?
When it comes to, let me clear about this one. When it comes to meditation is not exclusively for Buddhism itself. Actually, meditation is universal, regardless of what religion you are in. If you are a Christian, if you're a Catholic, you're a Muslim, even philosophy, these people have been practicing meditation. The other terms of meditation, we call the word contemplation or intuition. So if you're going to ask me, in my family, of course, they're very, very Catholic. They're very, because my grandma's part a little bit Spanish. Mm-hmm. So it's not because they don't accept it. They just kind of weird at it. I can say weird. But you know what? If you see the value of things that you are practicing, other people's comment doesn't really disturb you that much. Because some people, they wanted to really, when I say, oh, of all philosophical people, all saints and sages, they really meditate. That's true. Fact. No, people wanted to say otherwise. Like, oh, you know what? This is not all for all people. These are what we call a sugar coating. We don't care. Okay? That we don't need people's idea that this is hard or that. If you want really need to do to your life, we want to make it short. Because if you are in a Buddhist temple and we meditate, you want it short as soon as possible. You want to understand your life. You become better about your life. You need to understand your mental patterns. Only that. Simple as that. One example to understand your mental patterns is to sit and contemplate. Sit and contemplate.
Now, I would want to ask, like, this sit and contemplate, it might be difficult to some. I'm saying for people that haven't tried meditation, that have difficulty time to focus, and they may have also mental issues themselves, or to people that don't feel like meditating because rather than slowing down, they would just want the results right away.
Oh, you can make an excuse as much as they like. No problem with that. But the point here is you want result good, you follow what is the proper way. Mm-hmm. Make a reason of it, make an excuse of it. We don't say that it's easy to meditate. We never say that. It's actually it's easier to read, it's easier to do stuff than to sit and meditate for at least 20 minutes or at least even 10 minutes. We don't say it's simple. Mm-hmm. It's actually one of the hardest. You don't have time? Then that means you don't have really time to make yourself happy. It's hard to sit? Oh, that means don't argue with me when you feel sad and down. In simple terms, if you really want to change your life, mm-hmm. you need to sit and contemplate. Simple as that. You need to sit down, slower down, and slow your pace of living. And it's proven and tested regardless of what philosophy mm-hmm. you are in. You need to slow down, sit down, and be at the present, appreciate the nature. And that's how we understand our mental patterns. There's no other way. Those kind of things that give you quick fix game, those are just band-aid. It doesn't really go deeper to your psyche and your own really understanding about yourself. Those are just bandages, band-aids.
Now, I remember you mentioning this because in meditation, when you mean silence, it means also quieting down that inner voice, right?
Oh, inner voice is actually very important. Your inner voice is not actually the correct one. That's why we highly recommend for those people who wants to be seriously wanted to improve their life and they seriously to want to be happy. Now, I'm not saying that those people just, I just want to be happy. No, we want to be clear about that. If you really seriously to be happy, you need to learn or participate in the proper meditation technique because there's a really proper way on how to do that. As for the inner voice, those inner voices telling you like, oh, don't meditate. Those are not real. Those are habits. Let's say, for example, you want to go eat. Say you want to go on a diet. And I said, I don't need to eat a lot of fatty food anymore. But your inner mind telling you, oh, you need to eat more food. Yummy. Those mm-hmm. are fake. Those mm-hmm. are not true. Those are habits.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I do know, but the tigers listening to this, I have seen Sir Rigil before. Now you're healthier, which I'm actually applauding.
I'm still fat.
No, sir, I'm you have fat. become, you're to the tigers before, Sir Rigil, I have seen you in a double chin, and I'm not applauding you like just now, but I'm saying you've gotten better. Just saying.
Maybe.
Sorry, I've not, like, you don't really take compliments. Take my compliments.
I think so, maybe. But I don't know if that's what you say, maybe so, maybe. But I don't know, maybe if it's correct or not. I cannot see myself yet. But it's okay. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, tigers, you have to understand. Sir Rigil is very philosophical. Okay, so when I mentioned that, right, I'm not saying compliments, but you say like habits, we talked about improving your inner voice, but what about like you've known yourself for a title? For example, you've known yourself all your life because of an award and now you lost something. It's very difficult to like start from the bottom and just tell yourself, slow down. I want to love myself, but then I have to prove something to other people. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes. I see your point that those people who are in the top and after that, they fall from grace. So actually, there's a lot of people I know already. If you've been in the temple and if you've been into the meditation session, you will see this a lot. This is not common. This is not something rare. It's very common. Mm-hmm. For us, if you're going to ask us, the Buddha's concern is, he said that everything is life is impermanent. That alone will answer you. There's no such thing as permanent. So
you mean to say like everything
is impermanent. That's the first step. I didn't say it's everything. First things and foremost, we need to understand that life is impermanent. It always changes. Then that's the start. Once you understand that one, then that's the time we start to work on your personality, your way of thinking. And there's a lot of actually ways and methods to do that. But first and foremost, we need to understand that life is impermanence. Because if you go to training, if you go to like changing about your mental patterns and all those techniques, what happens is you will still going to deny yourself. You still want to defend yourself that it should be like this and I am like this. But once you accept that life is impermanent, then that's how it is.
You can calm down a little bit.
Yes.
I would like to say, because you mentioned always talking to you makes me have more questions. But I remember you mentioning we can't be spoon-fed by other people. But at the same time, you know, we still have people around us. Who do you think we should be able to just, you know, talk to? I guess it's also maybe human nature to get approval from other people. So who do you think are still people that we still can be able to get, I wouldn't say approval from, but let's just change the word, like, we can be around?
I term the one as good friends.
Good friends.
Good friends, yeah. We don't need approval from them. Actually, we don't need any kind of approval or a confirmation from other people. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the first place, we the one who manage our life from morning until night. Don't tell me they wake up in the morning. Oh, you need to wake up now. You need to wake up by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What you wanted to ask is more about like company. We call the one as good friends. Mm-hmm. If you are blessed enough that you have good friends, then that's very good already. You talk to them, be with them. And mm-hmm. then, of course, and if you have some good friends, I'm not telling that good friends drinks a lot, nothing, just happy, happy. Those, these are just temporary. Yeah, you can do that. But of course, you need to understand the better way. Like, for example, there's no other way to understand the suffering of yourself, but also to see other people suffering. So how to do that? Then you do volunteer works because you will see it. Some other people are worse than suffering than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually rare. All the human suffering that we are experiencing now from time immemorial are not actually rare. We all somehow suffer somewhat similar with other human people. So that's why we need to explore and do volunteer works. That's the time you can see. So be with good friends.
This is what I had, I would say, failure before. Something you and I relate to when it comes to our listeners. One of the top searches when it comes to messages that I receive has always been about relationships.
Mm.
They have relationship problems. They have relationship what if issues. It has not even happened yet. What if My boyfriend is very stressed, or my girlfriend or my crush, I see them having a lot of problems. How do I lessen their load? And then rather than saying love myself, because we kind of like imagine the worst, I personally don't know how to solve their negative issues, which is kind of like, are you really sure you're loving yourself? Because you're thinking of the worst here. Has that ever happened to you?
That's true. Yes, of course. Every day. I have some people asking me like, oh, what if, you know, what if there's so many, what if? Does it, oh, what if this will happen? It will, that will happen. Ah, yeah. Just those are just very normal human problems. Mm. Not really human problems. Mm-hmm. How to say fake problems. Because, you know, we need to understand that according to the Buddha, he said, why we have this mm-hmm. kind of habit of worrying and thinking about the future, and we call the one an anxiety disorder. Why is that so? The Buddha's understanding mm-hmm. about that, based on what he realizes, humans as we are, have two weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Two. Only two. First is, we humans are weak. Simple. We are weak creatures compared to other creatures mm-hmm. in earth. We are weak.
Mm-hmm.
So we easily get sick. Even just drinking dirty water, we get sick. So we are weak. So we worry about that. Second is, we humans mm-hmm. are afraid of the future. If we are afraid of unknown, mm-hmm. should I say, not the future, but more like an unknown. We humans are creatures of habits. If mm-hmm. these two reasons can be understood, then we understand that why people worry. They don't know yet if they can still survive the next day, if they can manage that. Second is, they don't know what really happens. For me, that's the best part about life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that if you just know what happened in the future, do you still like to wake up in the morning? Of course not. There's no more spiciness. There's no mm-hmm. more meaning into it.
I like that.
That's what makes life beautiful. That's how nature should be.
So going back to Sir Regal's mention of a plan to slow down and meditate, how do we first like rewire ourselves to actually meditate, but just unknowingly, it just happens. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I understand your point. This is just very common scenario for me because so many people like this when they ask about this one. For us, for me, I highly recommend before even though if you don't like to meditate, there's no problem with it, but at least you need to slower down. And then they said, how to slower down? Actually, there's just one guy who messaged from the meditation just 1 week. Yeah, 1 week ago. And he said, I'm too angry always. I don't like myself and I don't know why I cannot think well. I'm so irritable like that. And I said, oh, you need to slower down. But I cannot slower down. I said, oh, okay. So we see each other and we drink some tea. And good thing is he visited me and the temple and we do tea together. And I ask him, oh, we're sitting tea together for 1 hour. Are you still not going to slowing down? What do you think? Oh, yeah. We're already sitting for 1 hour. And then, what? It's just, how do I say that? Yeah, it's going really good, right? I mean, I'm not angry. I'm not irritable. I enjoy the moment. I said, yes, it should be. Mm-hmm. For me and for your own benefit, at least spend time of yourself, huh? If you really love yourself, you need to spend time for yourself alone for at least even 10 to 15 minutes or even 30 minutes can be. You can do whatever you like to do. You can drink tea if you like enjoying tea like myself. If you enjoy coffee, you like to prepare coffee, you can do that. Or you can like journaling. You can also write yourself. You can do journaling or thank you journal or anything that you really enjoy. Just spend your time there. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Just sit down, do your stuff and make it as slow as possible. As low as possible.
As slow as possible. Yes. Now, I want to like take that into concept because what are the things that we are angry or we feel bad about ourselves are actually because the things that we love are actually detrimental. For example, using too much of the phone, sleeping too much. What if our nap turns out to now instead of a nap, it turns into an 8-hour nap and then, oh no, we have all these projects and it's lining up. So rather than thinking, I should love myself, I should beat myself up more because, you know, instead of saying this is good for me, this has turned bad for me.
No, that doesn't happen. No, except for the phone, except for anything that you consume too much of, like, for example, too much phone is actually detrimental for your well-being. But enjoying your phone, like for myself, you like Instagram, might as well follow those people or some other accounts that actually doing well. So you will also get a better response. Not those people just want to show off their self. Those are make you feel bad. Okay. As for the sleeping and napping, there's no bad thing about sleeping. You know why? Because we are designed to sleep. We need to sleep because to function well. If you sleep longer, that means you're deprived of sleep. There is actually no scientific evidence or anything that is finding that humans overslept. No. We sleep because we need. If you don't need sleep, you don't need sleep. You just naturally wake up. Unless if you want to show like, I already wake up and you still want to roll down. That's a different story.
Can you like express?
So let's say, for example, you are too tired and you don't like to move. So you want to sleep. So you can sleep. Yeah, sleep you want. And for whatever reason, you wake up because it's a natural law. There's no way you can do about that unless you die. So you wake up. Okay. Now you need, since you're already awake, so you need to get up. Some people, they don't like to get up. They just want to roll, but they are not sleeping.
Okay. Before we continue, if you haven't yet, Tiger, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on So Odd with Scuds in your favorite music app. Every Wednesday, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. Let's get back to the episode.
So there is no detrimental for sleeping. You need to sleep because you need to deprive. For the working itself, then that is needs to be slower down because work, whether you whether now or tomorrow, we still need to work. We humans, we understand. Actually, it's the law in the temple. If it's a rules in the temple that you cannot eat if you do not work. Simple as that. No eat, no work, no eat. That is the cardinal rule of any Buddhist temple.
So you need to exercise before breakfast?
Yeah, you need to work. You need, huh? You need to
you
work.
You need to exercise before you eat breakfast?
You need exercise? You mean in the morning?
Yeah.
No, it depends on the temple, but usually we do meditation in the morning and slight bridge walking. Some temple we do yoga.
So meditation really is a sort of an exercise also for the mind.
For the mind.
Now, I do want to mention, you're basically mentioning that if you have any issues at all when it comes to your health, you also have to find out why it's happening to you, right?
Yes, naturally.
Yeah, but it also takes away the mystery because you're always trying to find out all the answers.
For our case, we don't need, if you want to, if you really wanted to know all the answers, then you will easily get tired.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can easily know all the answers. That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
We want it, that's what I said, we need to slower down. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to know right away in the spot, there's no way you can understand that well. We need to slower down. If you are sick, if you have headache, you know, if you have headache, that means that you are just using your eyes and your body and your brain too much. It's the signal of your body to slower down. That's why you have headache.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you always have constant headache, then there must be something wrong with that. You need to slower down. And mind you, if you need to slower down and make some good time management with your work, trust me, it will really lessen your headache. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. Or maybe you don't drink water. Maybe that's why you're too hurry and you forget to drink your water. If you you forget to eat your good food, so you get headache. But there's no way you cannot see that if you don't slow down.
Okay. So I do want to mention, we have to break down basically everything processing what Sir Regal has said.
Mm.
So you first have to mention that part of self-love is that there is a limitation of self-love being misunderstood as denying people from correcting you if you have done any mistakes, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And part of self-love means to say you do what you love, but at the same time, be compassionate to other people, including giving time to yourself to slow down.
It is. Absolutely.
Yes. So part of also slowing down is that you have to take it step by step. And you have to understand that part of self-love being difficult is that we have an ego and we have self-esteem issues. We also are scared of the worst, especially the future and things that we don't know. Now, I want to understand further this process of self-love, be good to yourself, but at the same time, I hope you can like give me a space for you to talk, Sir Rico. When you mean to say like meditation, love and kindness, it means to say you're also giving kindness to people you don't like.
Absolutely, of course. You know what? If you always think about people that you don't like, who's the one who suffers? It's still you. The next question here is, does that person that you hate so much is also talking to you or responding to you at this present? Of course not. So thinking too much about the person that you don't like is actually detrimental for yourself. So what should we do?
Do we have to, like, this is funny in my head, but like, if it's on the spot that I see them, I would sit down in a place and like, I'm going to do the love and kindness meditation, but I don't want to. Is that even possible? Because
this is very common also, but actually I saw this one also one time that she doesn't like her coworker.
Yeah.
I said, we need to sit every single day. And this coworker is so annoying. I said,
You know what? That's a very good scenario for you. Can you imagine that if not all people have the chance to sit with the person they don't like?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because that's a very, very good chance for you to practice your own patience.
So it's not love and kindness. It's just patience.
Yes, because loving kindness is one of it, is actually patience. To be patient with other people that they are like that.
Mm-hmm. So what are the other parts of the love and kindness other than just being patient?
No, other for the metta meditation, we call that one, or loving kindness meditation. It's very simple mm-hmm. of that. It's the concept. It's just simply, first is you understand that you are want to be happy.
You want to be happy.
Second is you really wish to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Second is all living beings also wanted to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Only that. That is the concept of metta meditation. So now when we sit, we see all the good things for ourselves first. So let's say, for example, if you want to sit down, lower down, come down, I am perfect. You can do affirmations if you like to. And then said, I'm perfect. I am happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you also transfer this one to the person you wish to extend.
Basically, you first want to transcend that. You want to pass down your happiness to other people, even if you don't understand what makes them happy. True.
First and foremost, you need to do it for yourself first. And then mm-hmm. you share it with other people. That's the basically the concept of mm-hmm. metta meditation, or loving kindness meditation.
What if it's really like we don't know what makes us happy?
That's impossible that we don't know what makes us happy. Very simple. You like, what's your favorite food? You eat. Oh, it makes you happy. What do you like? What music do you like to listen? Oh, that makes you happy. But what they don't understand is all of these are just impermanent. If you want to chase us what makes us happy, you will be disappointed for the rest of your life. Because these are all impermanent.
That's ironic to hear, but then some people are not happy because it's not anymore the same foods that they used to eat. Now they have to eat leftovers from lunch. It's a weird thing, but yeah, it's true.
There's some like that. There's some situation actually like that. And I see that also every day.
Yeah.
Some people who are used to it and then they cannot get it anymore and they're suffering. That's what I said. There's a lot of examples and there's a lot of situations that we can make it as a topic, but you know, we don't want to mm-hmm. exhaust ourselves to answer all of this. We just wanted people to really mm-hmm. see that anything that you chase that makes you happy is actually a trap. What we wanted to say is, if that thing makes you happy, you need to understand why it makes you happy in the first place, if you get that. And then the second one of that is, why you need to understand the second one is, everything that you chase are all impermanent. If it's impermanent, why I should need to chase of it? That's the starting of starting of the human understanding of how the mental mind works.
You also like to highlight maybe journaling down or documenting the things you've learned along the way.
Mm, that one is also a very good one.
Now that we're trying to practice now more of the self-love and more of the meditation phase, I do want to ask you, how was it for you that you just started?
I've been asked this one many times already. How do I start?
How do you know
what's God? Long, long time ago, there are really some questions in life that you cannot answer. Even how much you look in the books, no matter how mm-hmm. much you ask other people, even religion itself cannot answer that. Why? Because these questions mm-hmm. cannot be really answered, but only ourselves. One question of that is, why am I born in this world? Second is, why do I look like this? Third is, why my mom is her and why my dad is him?
Uh-huh.
Fourth is, why I was born in the Philippines and not other places? How will you answer that? How will you answer that? No one. So these are questions that's been bothering me for quite some time. Why? So you start to question things. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I started. And then that's the time I need to slow her down and to check more, to research more, to read more, until such time that I found the about Buddhism or the Buddha. Because mm-hmm. we need to clarify this one. Buddhism is not a religion. Mm-hmm. It's a philosophy and a way mm-hmm. of life. The same with the Western philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's just an Eastern mm-hmm. part. So that's why I understand more. And it makes me, how to say that, more peaceful, should I say? At peace.
At peace. So that's how you started. I would like to say, maybe a lot of people haven't actually have asked this to you. How do you want it to end though? Like, have you ever thought of, like, I know you say you don't want to predict the future, but how do you want to be remembered?
Oh, you want me, like, for example, you're asking me if I die?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I know it's a deep question, but
no, it's not a deep question. Actually, in a Buddhist perspective, if you are in the meditation hall, there's actually calligraphy in the meditation hall that says you die today. I'm not joking.
No. Yeah. You die today.
Yeah, you die today. Because in meditation, that's why we need to learn. Because the Buddha also explained that one, that our life is just breathing. How long your life is. Uh-huh. Once you stop breathing, you're dead. No more. So if you're going to ask uh-huh. me if I die and what I do and remember, it's simple.
Uh-huh.
Since before, I only wish to develop a meditation center here in Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
And at least even one meditation center. And I want to develop it as an organization that regardless of who you are, what you are, and what you practice, are all welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted some people to develop a successor type system. After me, they should be transferred to be transferred so that it will last longer.
Mm-hmm.
So people will remember me as catalyst for meditation activities in Cebu mm-hmm. City, at least.
So there's still plans to further that horizon.
Yeah, along the way, there's really much more, like other things that I wanted to remember, like the tea ceremony and other stuff. There's still more. But at least I wanted people to remember that future, maybe 10 years from now, or even 5 years, as little 5 years from now, people will understand that the art of slowing down and the art of sitting down really helps you a lot.
I remember you mentioning that it doesn't mean, Like I said, from this episode, Debunk Love Yourself, there's also parts that you have to quiet your voice of telling yourself to hate yourself, right?
I hate myself?
No. But, you know, part of meditation means to say you also quiet that voice of...
Ah, yeah. The part of you that's telling you that you are not good enough. These are fake news. Those are not true. Those are habits.
Part of that, we do want to end... this, and I have asked this to you before, but maybe somebody else have already told you. What is odd about Regal Andaya?
Mm.
Yeah, what is something peculiar someone has said about you?
What's odd with me? Oh. They said when they are with me is they see that life is very slow.
Because
if you happen, to really see me, Scott, in real life, happen in the future, you will see that everything that I do, as much as I can, and let's say perfect, but I try my best as much as I can to really put myself and be mindful of the things that I do. Even the putting of the cell phone on the table, it should be perfect and with beautifully done. It's like an artwork.
Oh my God. You remind me of Yu Gui and Kung Fu Panda. So now I understand why he's a turtle.
Very slow.
So, sir, I really like to thank you for your time. And so, Odd with Scuds, do you have any last words for all the tigers listening to the show?
Oh, and my last words sounds like I'm not anymore tomorrow. But anyway, my last words are, if you're really serious about improving your well-being, I highly recommend to slow down your life. Even giving yourself at least 15 minutes a day to do the things that you really love, but doing it in the very slow and it's the most lowest possible way. And that's it.
Slowest, most possible way. Be like...
It is. You'll appreciate that. Trust me. Trust me, Scuds. You try. Make your coffee. Make it slow.
We will all try that, Tigers. So in the next episode or the next activity alone, you'll be invited to Sir Regal's Love Kindness Meditation activity and so on with Scuds. I hope to see you there also, all Tigers, and see you soon. Amping in my language means take care. So Tigers, amping!